Good morning to each of you. Greetings of love. In the name of Jesus, the wonderful, the counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father. That's your testimony this morning as you think about your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and what he's done for you. I trust it is. Turn in your Zion's praises to number 294. Does anybody remember of our local group here who loved this song and often gave it out as a request? Somebody has to remember it. No longer living. Doris Sandberg. This was her favorite song that she would always give out. In times like these, you need a savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. Be very sure your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. In times like these, you need the Bible. In times like these, oh, be not idle. Be very sure. In times like these, I have a Savior. In times like these, I have an anchor. I'm very sure. I'm very sure. My anchor holds and grips a solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. You know, in a matter of seconds, time can change in so many levels. And I had an experience this week, and there was an incident last night that we all know about. In a matter of seconds, life can change dramatically. One of our guys that works with us fell this week. Split second, his foot goes through the board, and his head slams into a bucket on an excavator. Just a second. If it would have been about a half inch over, he would no longer have an eye. So much can happen so quick. I titled the message this morning, In God We Trust. What comes to your mind when you think about trust? When you think about everything that's stable to you, what gives meaning to you, what like gives you a foundation or an anchor, like that the hymn writer says, what all goes through your mind as you consider trust? We know that in 2006, In God We Trust was designated as the motto for the state of Florida. We know that it's on our currency. We know that it's in Washington, all over the place, from what I understand. The definition of trust is a firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. You know, the world is shaken right now. The magnitude of what might have been has got people wondering where we're headed as a country. Where is your trust this morning? There's a quote, trust is a gift that we give, and it is not something that God can take from us. Trust is a gift that we give. Where is your trust this morning? What is your stability? What are you anchored in this morning? The Proverbs writer says in Proverbs 3 and verse 5, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. A verse that many of you know by heart, a verse that you would give if you was given an opportunity to give a testimony, maybe especially young people. A verse that is there. It just comes to mind when we think about trust and where we find our anchor. I was challenged, I guess, on a personal level. Is my trust in God, or is it in people? Is it in man? Is it in things? Is it in a job? Is it a business? Money? Where is your trust this morning? Where is my trust this morning? Job had an incredible testimony. Can somebody quote what Job's testimony was this morning when everything was taken away from him? What did he say? Anybody remember? Yet I will trust him. What was he going to say? Okay. So Job's testimony after he lost everything. We're not going to take the time to read what all he lost. That was his testimony. What does my testimony ring? What rings out of my life? What is my testimony? What is my level of trust to an all-powerful, all-knowing God? What does it look like today? What can you see in my life? What is my foundations rooted in? Remember, the definition of trust is a firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. And we know that is Almighty God is the only one. For a text, let's turn to Psalm 125, a very well-known scripture, one that just breathes life into anyone that's struggling with trust or fear. Psalm 125, verses 1 and 2. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. Verse 2, as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth even forever. They that trust in the Lord, they that have been able to remove their personal abilities, personalities, put whatever in there that comes in front of your trust of Almighty God. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. From what I understand, Mount Zion was a hill just outside of what they would refer to as the old city. Some would say that in a broad term, or maybe a wider term, it is Israel, the entire land of Israel. But notice these words here in verse 1, it says that which cannot be removed, or which cannot waver or slip or fall or be carried away or be out of the course, decay or slide, but abideth or dwells or remains forever. We don't necessarily have mountains here in Florida, but all of you have seen mountains. And up at Arnold's, where my brother-in-law and sister-in-law live, their house overlooks a mountain range. And it's a magnificent show of God's creation. But you don't think about a tornado or a hurricane removing a mountain. It usually goes over it or around it. It doesn't move it. Think about that. Abideth forever, or dwells, or remains. Cannot be removed. It doesn't tremble. It doesn't fall, no matter the size of the storm. We love to sing the song, Glory Hallelujah, I shall not be moved. What is the next few words of that hymn? Anchored in Jehovah, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved. Is that your testimony this morning? Are you shaken in your trust? Are you wondering what is next on any level this morning? Are you considering who your anchor is, what you're anchored in, how deep it is? Verse 2, as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth even forever. Think about the security of a structure, of a wall, of a building, of anything that's around you. So the Lord is round about his people from henceforth even forever. We have the thought here, the idea someone has wrote is he encompasses them with his favor and loving kindness as a shield. He encircles them in the arms of everlasting love. He guards them by his providence and keeps a wakeful and watchful eye over them that nothing hurts them. He keeps them as in a garrison by his mighty power. And I want to be clear with you this morning. God does allow pain and sorrow and suffering in our lives. We have a brother that needs a transplant that Jason just told us about. We know of other people who are sick or hurting. We know of the young mother who was burned severely. We know Brother Dan had an issue with his eye this week. All of us could come up with something that caused us pain. I believe what the scripture is teaching us this morning, no matter your circumstances, no matter what God is allowing you to go through you, you are in his providence. He will carry you through if we only put our trust in him. I think about Doris again and back to that song in times like these. Doris had a sad life. Many years of her life was not easy, yet that was her testimony. Turn back a few chapters to Zechariah. Actually, forward a few chapters, sorry. Zechariah 2. We have a word picture here. I'm trying to establish a groundwork of how we can simply rest in Almighty God. Zechariah 2 and verse 5 says, "For I, saith the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her." God never leaves his people. He never forsakes his people. He's their God. He's their guide. He's the one that we can put our trust in. "I, the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about." We don't have any idea what God keeps us from. We don't know what we're protected from. We don't know how much God's grace and power surrounded us this week. None of us know how close we were to the devil, to falling into sin, to being put in a situation where we couldn't get out. None of us really know that. May we trust in this wall of fire that's round about us. We'll turn back now in the Psalms. I'm going to go through here and just look at some promises of simply letting go of our... I don't want to say our part, and I want to be careful how far we go with this, but we get wrapped up in this stressed out muddle of trying to make a living, trying to be all we can be, trying to build church, trying to do everything for everybody, and we simply don't trust that God sees this picture so much better than us, and he's simply giving us the opportunity to be a part of it. Psalm 37 Psalm 37, in verse 3, it says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." Are we daily lifting our needs, our concerns, our stress, our struggles, our very families, our lives, are we lifting them to the Lord and trusting in him and realizing that no part of our life is out from underneath his gaze? All right, back Psalm 31. Psalm 31 in verse 19, it says, "Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men." And there's an exclamation point in my Bible after that. How great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee. 34:8 says, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. If are we daily, hourly, minute by minute, simply surrendering and trusting that God will supply everything we need. Psalm 115. Back to the battles that we face in life. Psalm 115. Psalm 115, 9 through 11. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Psalm 28:7 says, The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. Can you see a theme here? Can you see a burden here of simply allowing our needs, our life, our put a word in there. Whatever is on your heart this morning, are you allowing God to have a chance to take care of it? Psalm 34:7 says, The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. This amazing thought of the presence of God guarding your lives this morning is incredible for me to think about. We're going to step back into Numbers 13 for another example here. Numbers 13. And I guess this story rings a little truer than I would like to admit it does. We know here that God came to Moses and he says, Send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. He was to send a man from every tribe. He was to send a ruler. And all the men were to be heads of the children of Israel. He was to send 12 men out to search the land of Canaan. Leaders. So maybe the fathers here this morning. Let's listen close. And Moses sent them out in verse 17. And Moses sent them out to spy out the land of Canaan and said unto them, Get ye up this way southward and go up into the mountains and see the land what it is and the people that dwell therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities they be that dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood thereon or not. But and be ye of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. So they went up and searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob, and men came to Hamath, and they ascended by the south and came up unto Hebron, where Ahiman, Shishai, Talmai, the children of Anak were. Now Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt there. And they came unto the brook Eshcol and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes. And they bare it between two upon a staff, and they brought it. And they brought of the pomegranates and of the figs. We know the story goes on and on as he's seen how rich this land was, all the good that was there. Says they searched it for 40 days. They come back in verse 26, and it says, They came to Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they said in verse 27, Surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people that be strong, that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there, And the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. Verse 30. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." But the men that went up with him said, "We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they brought an evil report of the land which they searched unto the children of Israel, saying, "The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight." As you analyze your life this morning, as you think about what God has allowed or has not allowed for you to have or not to have, and as you think about what burdens your life and your heart this morning, is your testimony that of Caleb, or is it of the rest of the people? You know, Joshua and Caleb, they had seen everything that God had done for the children of Israel. All the rest of the people had seen everything they had done. They knew what God was able to do. We know what God is able to do. Yet we wrestle, we stress, we struggle, we worry, we lay awake at night. "We are well able to overcome it," was Caleb's testimony. He wanted to go right away. He wanted to get up and go at once, it says. I don't know if the other people were exaggerating or if those men were that big. But you know, in our lives, there's times where things seem very much out of proportion as to what we can or cannot handle. When we trust in the Lord, I believe it increases our courage. It makes giants seem smaller. It gives us a willingness to work. It gives us courage to work. It gives us unity to go at once. It says Caleb stilled the people and said, "We are well able to overcome." Joshua and Caleb, at the end of the day, were the only two people that believed God would take them into that land and face those giants. The rest of the people said, "Would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God that we had died in the wilderness." And they even went as far as to say, let's get some new leadership and let's go back to Egypt. Numbers 14, verse 6. Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, "The land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. If," in verse 8, "if the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land that floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not against the Lord. Neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not." What a powerful testimony. What does the next verse says? It says, "But all the congregation bade stone them with stones. And the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel." Two against a million. What would you have done? Have you ever felt that you were alone in whatever you found yourself in today? That you're by yourself, that no one cares, that you're just spending your life, your time, and your money, and nobody even knows it. How would I have done? Would I have trusted in the Lord? Would I have remained faithful? We know in verse 6, or verse 6 of chapter 14. Joshua Let's see here. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was in Numbers. Go to Joshua. We have some amazing words here from this man. And I was so convicted, I guess, or blessed and convicted by what he said after all those years. Joshua 14. Joshua 14 and verse 6. I believe this is about 45 years later, I believe. And I believe that Caleb is 85 years old. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land, and I was brought him word again as it was in mine own heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. What a testimony is that ringing out of my life, that no matter how much there is circumstances, there's obligations, there's health, put whatever in there that you're working with, no matter what all that is, at the end of the day, I wholly followed the Lord my God. Is that your testimony? Verse 9, And Moses sware on that day, saying, Surely the land wherein thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy people's children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake these words unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. Verse 11, And as yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war both to go out and to come in. Now therefore, give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the city was great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. And Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron before was Kirjath Arba, which Arba was a great man among the Anakims, and the land had rest from war. And I'm not implying here that if we trust God, we're going to inherit a great land, or we're going to become wealthy, or all of our earthly needs are going to be supplied. The point I want to see here is that if we can trust God, He can work it out so much better than we can. He can make it things at rest in our hearts, in our families, and in our churches. Caleb didn't forget how big the giants were. He didn't forget how many there were. He didn't forget how high or how big or whatever the problem was. He didn't forget it. But he also didn't forget his view of God, his view of who God is, and his level of trust in him. May we be, may you be, may I be, as Caleb and Joshua, in my trust in circumstances sometimes that leave us, our hearts melted like the people had that time. No matter your level or your age or your stage in life, this morning, whether you're the youngest Christian here, the youngest child here, or the oldest person here, always keep your trust in God in your focus. Remember what God has done for you. Remember what God has, how God has kept you. Isaiah chapter 26. Have a faith that inspires the world and those that live around you. Be as Mount Zion, that cannot be removed or cannot be moved, but abideth forever. Be a stronghold. Be a pillar. And maybe this is talking about the grandparents here this morning. Be a testimony that you will not be moved. Isaiah 26 and verse 1, in that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is an everlasting strength. To the older ones here this morning, to the grandparents, be as Mount Zion. Don't be someone that is moving. Be a stronghold. Be a pillar. We need you. Keep your trust in Almighty God. Isaiah 50 verse 10, it says, Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Verse 4 of chapter 46 says, And even to your old age I am he, and even to your hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. No matter your stage in life, but grandparents, older ones here this morning, keep your trust in an everlasting Father, in a God that doesn't change. God will not cast you off. God will not fail you when your strength fails. He is still your God and will still carry you in your everlasting arms. Trust in God, be men and women of faith. To the young people here this morning, Psalm 71. Psalm 71, let's start in verse 1. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. You know, as David wrote this psalm, was he reflecting back on his life when he was a young person? When he had slew the lion and the bear with his hands, when he had sent that stone that killed Goliath the giant. Was he referring to that? In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. His testimony was, the Lord deliver me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear. He will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go and the Lord be with thee. He is saying here that God is the object, the ground, the foundation of his life. He is saying that he's going to trust God with his whole life. Thou art my trust from my youth. And this verse here just breathes life. I trust into you this morning as young people, because there's still going to be lions, there's still bears, there's still Goliaths to fight. As young people, there's battles to win. There's a tempter that's after your soul. Trust in God. Be as Mount Zion. Stand tall for what's right and true. Build convictions as young people that will carry you over the perils of life. Notice this verse here. It says, In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. You know, there's confusion in our lives. There's confusing things to figure out in all of us, and especially young people. Life can be a confusing mess sometimes. Yet the psalmist says, In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Be thou my strong habitation, Psalm 71:3, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandments to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. You know, life is real. The devil's busy. We're busy. We're too busy. And that's right where the devil would like us to be. Remember, as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever. Verse 17 of Psalm 71 says, O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Is that your testimony this morning as you consider life and as you consider where you're at? Paul says, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. To be old people that trust in the Lord, we must be young people that trust in the Lord with all our hearts. God is able to carry you past whatever you may be in right now. Back in Joshua 14, I would like to read those few verses again before we close. Joshua 14 and verse 9. And Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord thy God. And I just want to encourage us here this morning, no matter our age or stage, to don't just give a little bit of our life to God. Give it all to God. Wholly follow God. And only then can we trust him the way he is asking us to trust him. Not half-heartedly, but wholly. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever. Does that thrill you this morning? That your God, that you claim to be your God, that is in your heart and life, that forgive your sins, is going to be round about you as you live, as long as you live. Does that thrill you this morning? Can you unreservedly, with everything in you, give your life to God? Can you allow him? Can you trust him to carry you through whatever he is asking to happen? Remember what we said back earlier. Things can change in a matter of a second. The world can be turned upside down, and everything we know as security can be pulled away from us. Where is my level of trust this morning? Where is your level of trust this morning? Is it in a God who promised that he will carry you through the end of life? Shall we stand together for prayer? Our Father in heaven, we thank you again for the privilege of being here, the privilege of a church, the privilege of a church family. Lord, we thank you for everyone that is gathered here this morning. We thank you for your interest in our lives. And Lord, you're the God of yesterday and the God of tomorrow. And there's nothing that you don't know about. There's nothing that has ever taken you for surprise. Yet, Lord, sometimes we struggle and we fear and we worry, we stress. We don't know what is happening. We're confused at times. Even older one of us, we're confused. We don't know. We need direction. Lord, we just pray this morning that all of us would seek you with our whole heart, would trust you with our whole heart, would see the mountains that are around us that are guarding us and guiding us, would feel your fire of protection against our hearts from the snare of the evil one. Lord, this morning we bring the little ones here on mom's and dad's laps. They're innocent. They have no clue as to what's happening in the world, or in their parents' lives, really, or even in the church. Lord, may you bless them. Be with each mother and father here this morning. As they hold the eternal lives of their children in their hearts and in their hands, may you bless them with wisdom. May you guide them. May they find their trust firmly rooted in you. This morning, we bring our young people. Lord, there is confusion sometimes. There's questions. There's struggles. There's failures. There's questions, there's circumstances. Lord, may you bless them, may you touch them. May they in a new way feel your presence in their life. Pray for the grandmas and grandpas here this morning, Lord. The pillars, the stabilizers, the ones we can go to for answers, the ones who've weathered the storm, may you continue to give them faithfulness. Help them also to trust in you. You know, Lord, the devil would have nothing better than to unseat their trust in you. Lord, I pray a blessing on this service. Thank you for each part of it. Thank you for the opportunity to praise your holy name today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.